shores of El Pacifico. Bill Henry.
And it's the world-famous Phil Henry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. Welcome to a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch, and the most important facet of this program, we go places other talk shows wish they could take you, but they can't. And as a result, of course, the hosts of those programs, the producers of those programs, many of the listeners of those programs tend to drift over to our show, and even though they're drifting... they wind up here and listen to us every night. We're here until 1, as I mentioned, and 4 on the East Coast. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. And one other very important piece of information, that our website is philhenryshow.com, because you can't get anywhere in this world any longer without having some kind of a web presence. And I would, if you have not availed yourself of a backstage pass from our website, I really strongly recommend that you do, because here's the story. We have full radio shows there that go back 13 years. We have a live video of our show every night, Phil TV in HD, which we are showing right now. And that's the beautiful El Pacifico behind me, the Channel Islands that our viewers are watching. And that's where we broadcast from, the El Pacifico here on the California coast. There's also... other goodies, webisodes, we have TV shows, we have pilots, all kinds of things at philhenryshow.com, so become a backstage pass member. Plus, today, all of our legacy CDs were uploaded for download. So if you were thinking of buying one of our legacy CDs, best of CDs, including the 1994 Best of Phil Henry when we were in Miami, it's all there for download, so you don't have to wait for it to be mailed if you don't want to. If you do want the hard copy, you can get that, because some people like to collect it. So it's at philhenryshow.com. Margaret Gray will be joining us here in a moment. She is at an event, a jazz club in town, where one of the young musicians that she has promoted in her column is debuting tonight. But we're going to talk about something that's very close to home for her. And it just so happens that in the news, Lindsay Lohan's Playboy pictorial is going to, as they say in the publishing business, drop early. What that means is it's going to be released early, according to Hugh Hefner, the publisher, because several of those photos were leaked online. And following the recent leak of those photos, that means the powers that be at Playboy have decided to move up the issue's release date so that... the real good shots, obviously the magazine shots, will be seen because I think Perez Hilton actually had those in his column, whatever that, when I say column, his online column, PerezHilton.com, I think he actually had those. Margaret Gray with us at the L Club in Hollywood. Margaret, how are you doing?
I'm very good, Phil, thank you. And on stage right now is Rachel Dunn, one of the singers that we love. She's a little bit restrained tonight, but you're right. We were over here for Todd Capel's debut this evening, a great guitar player. And Frank's a big jazz fan, so we're very happy to be here.
Tell me about what's happening in your home. Your son, Jason J. Delmonico, which is his stage name, did a photo shoot, didn't he?
Yes. We had never really had Jason doing these before. He's an actor. And by that I mean he has been in commercials as well as small parts in television shows and one or two films. But we've never really been all that crazy about the print ad world or the model world. But we were enticed by one particular company. It's a new company, and they do sportswear and they do undergarments for young men. It's a company called VG. It's a very athletic-oriented company, so that boys who are adolescent, and I'm talking about boys that are 11 years of age to 15, they sell sweats, they sell sweatpants, they sell a lot of the athletic equipment, Frank, right?
Athletic supporters.
Yeah, a lot of the athletic equipment, and they also have a line of young men's brief underwear. So Jason J. went to this casting, or not casting call, but it was basically an audition, and they got some pictures, and they decided to offer us, on his behalf, a limited contract to use his image in 3 or 4 photos, I think, for a series of ads that they were going to be doing online on some of the gaming sites and this sort of thing. So 1 or 2 of these photos got leaked.
Okay, that's what I was hearing, that somebody at the school?
Well, Susan Munson, who is the principal at our school, got a copy of a photo from this photo shoot that my son did and immediately emailed me and asked me to come into the school. I said, well, what do I need to come in for? She said, well, I'm very, quote, disturbed by one of the photos. And I said, one of the photos? She said, well, I'm actually the entire photo series I don't like. And I said, well, Susan, I'm very, very sorry, but I'm his mother.
What was the photo that was in question? Or you say there was more than one photo?
There was more than one photo that she didn't like. One of the photos that she didn't like, and you can imagine the kind of mind you have to, I didn't say anything to her, but I said to Frank, I don't know what kind of mind she has to go to this place with this picture, but it was a picture of my son wearing the brief underwear, and he was looking back over his shoulder. So it was as if he was in the middle of changing, or he was going about his morning wearing a pair of a boy's briefs, and he's looking back over his shoulder at the camera.
So the view of him is from the back?
The view of him is from the back, exactly. But again, Phil, this is a 14-year-old boy. So for the female principal of my son's school to immediately go to this very, very dark place when she looks at that, I had real concerns, Frank, and you did too?
I thought it was a little weird.
And I said to her, all right, I looked at the picture, Susan, can you tell me what's wrong with it? And she pretended to be shocked, or maybe she was, and she said, you don't see it. I said, see what? My son is in this photograph. He's wearing a pair of the young boy's briefs that this company advertises. He's looking back over his shoulder. And she said, right there. She said to me, I think that has a suggestive connotation. And I couldn't help it. I said, my God, what kind of a mind? What kind of a mind goes to that place of, and Phil, all I can call it is it's a place of dirt. And
well, I mean, to be fair, was she looking at this picture? Because if I think of a picture of a 14-year-old boy looking back over his shoulder, the first question I ask myself is, why did the photographer pose him that way? You know,
they want, Phil, you have to understand something. They want to get the look of these briefs. They want to get the look of the wear that they're selling. So you have the front, you have the side, you have the back. How do you show the back without photographing the back of the model? All right.
Okay, I can understand that, but why is the boy, why was he asked to look back over his shoulder?
It is a natural human movement. I'm beginning to think I'm talking to the headmistress again.
No, I want to see your side on this. I really do, Margaret, but I'm listening to you, and I'm asking, you know, because that's not the only part of the photo that was not acceptable. Is that right?
Oh, well, she had a number of comments. I said to Frank, Frank came down to the school, and I said, I don't know where this woman was raised, and I don't know what's wrong with her mind, but I really, really, really think she's got a serious problem. She didn't like the photo. What was the... Oh, there was a picture, the same picture, and Jason J. has his thumbs hooked in the elastic band of the underwear. So he's looking back over his shoulder, and he has his thumbs hooked in the elastic band. And I said to her, what is the problem there? And she looked at me like I was stupid. And she said, I think that is highly suggestive. And I said, where does your mind go when you're not at school? Where do you stay in this place of sewage? And that's when we had words.
I had to separate them almost.
Well, I mean, does your mind go to a place of sewage? I think the teacher's going to react to that, isn't she?
Well, Phil, I don't know. All I think if she's got a guilty conscience, yes. But
well, why does the boy have his thumbs hooked into his elastic?
It's a natural pose. It's a tough guy pose. It's a macho pose. There is nothing suggestive about it. I'm very, very disturbed by this woman, and I have to be honest with you, Phil. You know, as I come on your program this evening, I'm a little bit disturbed that you are not...
You'd like to see our side a little bit, Phil. Let me take the phone.
How you doing, Frank?
I'm better than Custer. How you doing, young man?
Good.
Let me explain. When Jason J. did this photo shoot, we felt that she was in good hands, and we still do, and she did the shots, and the teacher, they leaked it online, and these are meant for an underwear commercial of some kind. And the boy was standing there looking over her shoulder, and the teacher, this Miss Munson, thought that this was a suggestive. Here, take the phone. I'm done.
Okay, all right, I understand all of that. Don't you think it's suggestive, you know?
I have to really question, where is your mind? That's all I'm asking you. Where is your mind that you think my son, my 14-year-old boy, would somehow consent to some cheap come-on to a pedophile?
No. I'm not saying that at all. I'm not saying that child in any way, shape, or form consented to anything like that. I'm saying, isn't it possible? And I'm not saying that it did happen. Isn't it possible? Because I haven't seen the pictures, you know?
Well, I'm amazed that you haven't, because they got leaked online. What time, Frank? This afternoon around 2 o'clock.
All right. I didn't see them. I'm just saying, isn't it possible this child was manipulated into some kind of a pose? You see the picture. What do you think?
I think anyone that sees something sexual in it needs a doctor. They need a psychiatrist. And I said so to Susan Munson. I said, you know something? It's very interesting. But I really think you need a psychiatrist. And that's when she asked Frank and I to leave. So...
All right, let's take a break here. I'm sorry that you're having that kind of a problem with the school where your son goes. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. And we're talking here with Margaret Gray and Frank Gray about a photo shoot that their son did. Their son is an actor, and he did a photo shoot for an underwear brand. One of the photos got leaked online, and apparently it is a photo that the school found fault with. The kid is... somehow posing in a provocative way, at least in their opinion. You've heard Margaret, and we'll describe the picture again when we come back. But if you have comments, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. Phil Hendry Show.
Can I get some water, please, or something, Frank? Bring me a drink.
Yeah, right away.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 877-876-PHIL is our number. Margaret Gray and Frank Gray joining me here from Hollywood, California this evening as they've attended a benefit, kind of a coming out or a debut concert for a jazz guitar player that they support. But we're talking about their son, Jason J. Delmonico, appearing in a series of photographs for a underwear brand called VG, and it's a adolescent male underwear, you said, Margaret?
Yes, their target are the target is 11 to 15 year old boys. Yes.
And so it's a very athletic
they do an awful lot of branding with video games and this kinds of things. So yeah, it's very innocent. And when Susan Munson called me and she said she saw one of these photos that had leaked, and it shows Jason J. Delmonico looking back over his shoulder with his thumbs hooked into the elastic on the waistband. And she said that she thought it was inappropriate and that it was sexual. And I said, you know those were illegally leaked online. She said, yes, it was emailed to her. And I've got a lot of questions about a woman that her mind is so, I swear, Phil, I think her mind is warped.
You don't see anything in this woman's demeanor or in her concern.
No, I don't think it's concern. I think it's a sick, sick, twisted woman that wants to see sex in everything. I'll even go so far as to say I think she licks her lips a little bit when she takes the picture.
I told you not to say.
I'm sorry.
All right, hold on, because we don't want to get you sued, you know.
No, she's not going to sue me.
All right. Well, the school, though, may have the money to do it. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Jimmy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Margaret Gray.
Yes. Hey, good evening. I was
good
calling
evening.
To comment. And how you doing?
Yes.
I was coming to comment on, you know, the issue with the photos.
Yes.
Being
uh-huh.
of the age My that, son. Being of the age that your son is. I think I can see that you're being a little inappropriate from putting his hand, his thumb inside his underwear. It's not like he's wearing a pair of jeans. You know, I think that's, I can see where she's coming from, but she went a little too much detail of the photo, but it's a little
inappropriate. Well, I don't know what's inappropriate about it because the boy is simply, he's assuming a kind of a cowboy pose. And, in other words, I think you have to be looking for the sex. And Shirley Munson, who thinks she's pretty special, she's been sticking her finger in my chest for a long time. She's been trying to provoke something with me. So that's what I see this as. You know, because
yes,
I don't know how you get sex. He's tugging his underwear down a little bit. And
no, wait, you didn't say that. What do you mean he's tugging his underwear down?
As if he's going to get changed, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, that sounds a little inappropriate for a child and how everything, how this world going, everything going on in this world like this minute, is. I think that's a little inappropriate.
Well, when do we? Let me ask you a question, sir. Yes, of course. Let me ask you a question. When do we just let children be children, and we stop dictating their behavior based upon what Shirley Munson thinks, some sick woman who runs my child's school? And
Shirley, I think you're giving that woman a lot of bad. I mean, she's concerned about your son, and
yes, she thinks my son is some kind of a prostitute. I don't know what she thinks. Don't you think that makes up my son out to be a whore?
No, I think she's very concerned about the photos that was taken of your son.
The fact that the boy is, if the boy's got his thumbs in his elastic band, just as this gentleman pointed out, and now he's tugging his underwear down.
He's changing his, oh my God, are you kidding? He's changing his clothes.
You know that there's pedophiles out there, right?
Of course I do, Phil. I don't let that dictate my life. Do you?
I don't let it dictate my life when it pertains to my kids. I'm not going to have my child pose for something like that.
I just want to be very clear. Are you and this gentleman calling me some kind of a perv? Are you calling me some kind of a manipulative stage?
Oh, no, ma'am. Not at all, ma'am.
Are you saying that I'm putting my son in harm's way? I would never do that.
What I'm saying is that I would have my child taking a photo with his tugging on his underwear. That's
yes.
And like Phil was saying, that it's more of perverts out here than anything in this world. And
well, what is wrong with the picture? Tell me. What is wrong with it? Tell me. I don't know what you're saying.
He should have his hands in his underwear, taking a photo in on the photo shoot.
I got a note here that one of the photos that leaked, Margaret, was a front view, right?
Yes.
And in the front view photo, your son has his thumbs hooked into his underwear as well.
Oh my God! The two of you really need to get your minds right. This is a boy wearing underwear. He's going to go out and play baseball. And
the picture is of him with his thumbs hooked in the underwear, pulling the underwear down a little bit, and staring up underneath the bangs on his hair. Who brushed his hair like that?
I think the photographer did. What are you trying to say?
Oh, come on. He doesn't wear his hair with his bangs hanging down and he's looking up. That's a shot that girls... Boy.
Bill, I'm going to give you 5 more minutes, and you really better get your mind cleaned up. I think you need to clean your mind almost as if you'd scrub a filthy tub.
No, I don't think so. Thank you, Jimmy, for your call. 877-876-PHIL. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Is that an inappropriate
Phil
photo?
Phil Henry.
Clean your mind up like a dirty toilet.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL is our number, and on the line with me is Margaret Gray and Frank Gray from the L Club in Hollywood. But tonight what we're talking about mostly is a photo shoot that her son did, Jason J. Delmonico, and this was a photo shoot for an underwear brand called VG, which was, you guys signed the deal for your son. And you were at the photo shoot, weren't you, Margaret?
I absolutely was at that photo shoot. You better believe it. I go everywhere with my son when he works professionally. He's underage, and we don't have a nanny, and we don't do that. We don't play that game. So, yes, I was there. And let me tell you something, Phil. I'm really offended when I have a teacher, this principal, call me and say to me, "Did you see these pictures?" And I said to her, "I was there, Susan. I was at the photo shoot." And then she says, "Well, I don't know if you saw the pic." I said, "Do you want me to say it again? I was there." She says, "Do you know that your son posed looking over his shoulder, showing his backside with his thumbs in his underwear and this and that?" I said, "I most certainly do. What are you getting at?" She said, "Well, I think it's very suggestive." And that's when I asked her, I said, what pit of filth do you wallow in when you get home?"
Boy, that woman, that's a hell of an insulting thing to say to someone who's simply concerned about your son.
I'm the boy's mother. If she had a concern about the well-being of my son, she knows me well enough to know she can call me up and she can ask me questions. She doesn't need to dictate to me how I live my life, what I do with my son, what my son does with his thumbs.
Do you think a photograph of your son staring up through his bangs at the camera and pulling the front of his underwear down is appropriate?
My God, Phil, he's a 14-year-old boy, and he's playing cowboy, and it's just what boys do as they're getting undressed or dressed.
Okay, so that's what we want to show, a 14-year-old boy getting undressed,
They're not showing anything.
They're not showing anything.
I understand that, Frank. I know they're not showing anything. These photographs are not intended for kids. They're intended, I think, for adults.
Well, they're intended for adult females, because guess who buys the underwear for the sons? Their mothers. Not their pervert pedophile on the street. Their mothers.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, as we talk about, and this has been a topic of discussion for a lot of people, the inappropriate nature of photographs taken of young people when they're advertising clothing. Let's go over to Rhonda on the Phil Henry Show. Rhonda, go ahead.
Hi, Phil. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi. Yes, ma'am.
The first thing I wanted to say was, when I originally started listening to this story, my first thought was that photographs and art is normally subjective to whomever is looking at it. And I thought, the school really has no place having a voice. I certainly want
to. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Let me finish, however.
Well, I'm agreeing with you.
But the more that I heard this lady speak, especially when she spoke about him tugging his underwear down, you are really like his worst enemy. You're not an advocate. You actually are exploiting your son. The more you talk about this, the more you are you shed a negative light on this. It's just amazing to hear you speak
about
it.
Well, now, let me say something, Rhonda. First of all, I don't know. I've been in the entertainment business myself. I was an actress and a singer. My husband is a producer as well as an entertainment attorney. And now my son is following in our footsteps. So I know what the entertainment world is and the world of imagery. What did I say that makes my son... You know, you understand that it's a very insulting thing to say to... I don't know if you're a mother or not.
I am a mother.
Well, how would you like it if I called you up and said, what you're doing is terribly destructive. I mean, my God. You know.
Well, Margaret, you're on the show talking about this, and we're taking phone calls, so it's going to happen. People are going to call in and give an opinion.
I did not anticipate being on a program where this woman who is the principal of my son's school, Munson, who licks her chops every time she sees my son.
You don't know that that's true. You don't know that that's true. That's a terribly, terribly slanderous thing. All right?
I don't know. Maybe I got the wrong radio show then. Go ahead. What are you trying to say?
Margaret,
I take my son and march him up and down. Why don't I take him out on the Hollywood Boulevard and have him pull his pants down to show all the men? Is that it?
But, Margaret, may I speak, please, Margaret? I have a five-year-old
it's
son.
Just, it's very hurtful.
May I speak? I have a five-year-old son, and there are things that he does naturally. For example, he gets out of a bathtub. That's what he does. You're speaking of things that are natural for a 14-year-old boy to do. There are things that my son does that are very natural. However, I wouldn't make that available for publication, simply with the argument that I'm not making this available to pedophiles. I'm using this for people to buy things. I don't do that because in doing
exactly.
so... It would still be exploiting my son. There are still people out there that would use that in a negative light, and I cannot take that risk with my child.
If your son is getting out of the bathtub, what product, may I ask, is he selling?
Shampoo.
It could be
body wash,
shampoo. It could be
towels.
Yeah.
Body wash. Excuse me, body wash. No offense, but isn't that a little gay?
Come on, grow up here, all right? We're talking about products.
Isn't it a little gay for a boy to be using body wash?
I don't know. Hear yourself sometimes.
Right.
You're a very crass person. You really are not an advocate for your position. You're really not.
Excuse me. This is my son. No one advocates for my son but me and
but you're
his
doing
father.
Such a poor job.
According to you, I've never in my life been talked to this way. This is fascinating.
Actually, not.
Well, Margaret, look. Let's get the. Let me just say this. Margaret, if you would just, no one's attacking your mothering. People are asking, you ask, and I want to give an opinion. I've given my opinion to you over the years. I'm not saying you're a bad mother. You come on my program to say certain things. I have to say, gee, maybe, because look at all the sick bastards there are in this world. Okay?
I've never bought body wash for my son. Next thing you know, what am I supposed to buy him? Oh my God. A dental dam?
Is that really relevant?
Wow.
Well, you were talking about products. A naked boy getting out of a tub. And,
man,
oh, brought to you by body wash.
You're playing semantics now.
You've got a nude coming out of a tub. You've got a nude coming out of a tub, don't you?
Huh? No. We're not talking about I'm butting in a lot.
Yes, you are, Phil. You really are. You're taking this woman's side, and you're running your mouth. Are you laughing? Do I hear the woman laughing?
Yeah.
Are you laughing at me?
I am, ma'am. It's quite difficult not to because, honestly, you have the mentality of...
God.
Your mentality is just shocking.
What? How? In what way? I love my boy.
Well, you're so over
the
top that one has to question if you're doing this for attention. It really...
Do you think for one minute... that I would parade my son in an embarrassing situation like this. My boy has a career as well as a scholastic commitment at school. That child works very hard. I'm not going to put any more on him. I had this woman call my home, and I could almost hear it in her voice, and you probably have heard it yourself. Oh, you know, I have these pictures of your son, and, you know, this and that, and I'm saying, Susan... You know, you sound like a dirty old slut. Get to the point.
Oh, my God.
Question. Do I think you would do that to your son? Absolutely. Based on what you've just said and the number of times that you've announced that the photos have been leaked online, you bet I would, lady. because nobody in their right mind would go on a nationally syndicated radio show and do what you are doing right now and make that announcement for people to jump online, take a peek, everyone make it visible.
There you go. There you go. Yep.
You are exploiting your son. And, you know, I actually feel sorry for you, but that's okay.
You know, you don't need to feel sorry for me. We are a very close family. We are very well off, thank God, knock wood. My son is very intelligent. I'm simply saying, you know, sticks and stones can break my bones. Okay, you've heard that nursery rhyme. And that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to break my bones with your sticks and your stones.
Ma'am, I'm not trying to break your bones. And I wish the very best for your son. I hope he is not affected by this. But I can tell you that he will be affected by your mentality.
Should I call you Dr. Rhonda, or should I call you Dr. Laura?
Whatever you're comfortable with.
Margaret, you know, you would do much better, Margaret, if you would just, for one second, consider that people are saying this with the best of intentions, not to attack you. You're on the defensive. You know,
I'm not on the film. I'm simply saying that I'm not having my son stepping out of a tub, stark raving naked, saying, body wash, as this woman suggested.
No, she didn't. We were saying, is it appropriate for a kid to be coming out of a tub in a magazine ad? Kids get out of tubs. Kids get out of showers. Kids change their clothes. Would it be appropriate for you or any woman to be stark raving naked in a brassiere or a panty ad because women are naked? They get their clothes changed, you know.
Well, Phil, all I know is you've jumped in on this woman's behalf all through this phone call. This phone call has been the equivalent of me being slapped across the face while a woman stands there and watches you do it. I'm shocked. You know something? If I was there right now, I'd slap you, and then I...
All right, listen, Rhonda, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Rhonda.
Thank you.
All right, Mark.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I've enjoyed myself.
Yeah, good luck to your son, too.
Thank you very much.
Good luck to him. He'll need it.
That's really stupid and crude. And anyway, Rhonda, thank you for your call. 877-876-PHIL. We've got to take a break here. You know, this lady's right. You are over the top because you won't give anybody any breathing space.
You are asking me to give people breathing space so they can call me a bad mother.
No, we're not. We're asking for breathing space so we can explain that maybe in this world that we live in, having children doing underwear ads where their thumbs are in the elastic, where they're looking provocatively over their shoulder, where...
He was that right there. Right there, you hold your horses. You know something? I'm in a jazz club. Frank, can we get out of here? There is a woman singing right now, and she's doing a song that I really love, and she is destroying it. Are you listening to this, Frank?
Yeah, I hear it.
She is, it's almost, she's doing this. I love a man, and he loves me. It's like she's on heroin, you know?
I don't know.
She sounds like she's on heroin.
Okay, Margaret, do you want to continue with the phone call, or do you want to go to the bandstand and...
To the bandstand? What did you say?
To the bandstand and tell this woman she stinks.
I'd like to do both.
All right, we're going to take a commercial break. You go up there and tell her how rotten she's singing, and then come on back and pick up the phone. Is that okay? Hello?
Guess she put you on hold.
Boy, oh boy, it's like she's got her own radio show here, huh? We'll be right back on The Phil Henry Show. Margaret Gray talking about her son, Jason J. Delmonico. And the millions of kids, well, maybe not millions, but thousands of kids who are a part of the advertising industry as models when they model underwear. Especially, some of these photographs are just flat not right. You know it, I know it. Ms. Gray, she loves her son, but she is not recognizing, I think, what's happening here. We'll be right back with more. 877-876-PHIL. The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
Take it one step at a time if you want.
All right, we'll take it one step at a time. You find out that your son is in a photo shoot. Back on the Phil Henry Show here, 877-876-PHIL with Margaret Gray. And did you go and tell that woman she stunk?
Her name is Cassidy, but I said I didn't say she stunk. I said, Cassidy, you're really taking a beautiful song. The song, Phil, is called You Woo Me.
And it's called what?
You Woo Me. It's an old standard, and I said to her, and I was being as tactful as I could, I said, you know what? You're really taking a beautiful song, and you're really destroying it forevermore for a lot of people. I said, I love that song, but listening to you destroy it means that I can never enjoy it again. I was trying to be as kind as I could. And
well, this is what I mean. All right, so let's start. Your boy does this photo shoot. He is photographed looking over his shoulder with his thumbs in his elastic. He's photographed from the front looking up through his bangs with his thumbs in the elastic. And then there's another one, you said.
There's another one. He's the one that they have of him is walking to a toilet. He's not looking at anyone. He's not suggesting anything.
He's just walking to a toilet.
Well, this is what I mean, Phil. You have got to have some filth. You don't. Either you've got gray matter, a brain, or you have filth where your brain used to be. What are you thinking?
What am I supposed to think of the kids walking toward a toilet?
That he's going to go and sit on it and do what boys do. Are you trying to tell me now that that's sexual?
All right, 877-876-PHIL.
Are you trying to tell me, Phil?
Hold on, because I've got to get some phone calls in here, and I can't continue having this just one-sided conversation. Here is Jeff on the Phil Henry Show. Jeff, go ahead. You're on with Margaret Gray.
Yes, Margaret. You know, nobody ever mentioned sex but you. Now, you are exploiting your son.
No, I did not mention sex. The teacher at the school said it was inappropriate.
You're
don't even
hungry
listen,
for
do you?
Controversy, Margaret. You're hungry for controversy.
Oh, okay, doctor.
Why would you do this?
All right.
So you could stay here.
So
and let people tell
while
you
you're while you you're are. Towing cars out of no parking zones, you're getting your psychology degree. That's great.
You're a sick woman. You are a sick woman to let your son pose like that. You know the guy from Penn State that's getting arrested for molesting?
You know what your problem is? You're jealous that we're making money as a family in the entertainment business.
Jealous. Let me.
Are you listening, Margaret, to what the guy's saying? He's talking about Sandusky.
What about
Sandusky? He's probably got your son's picture on his computer right now. Probably touching himself.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if you email, well, obviously because you emailed it to him. Yes, he does.
Yeah, he's probably looking at your son right now. How does that make you feel?
So, after you emailed it to him.
No, I don't email. I'm sitting in a truck driving down the highway.
No, yes, you do.
I'm not a computer guy. I don't turn my computer on.
Oh, I see. Well, you're not smart, but you do know how to dial a telephone. You do know how to dial a telephone.
You're hungry for controversy.
You're hungry for attention. You're calling from your truck because you're lonely.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
I'm sitting here on a highway in New England here. And
why don't you pull over? Why don't you go to a rest stop and find a boy?
Hey, Margaret, just because we're talking about this, you don't have to paint everybody with this brush. This man is making a point whether you like it or not. Are you looking for controversy?
No, I am. What kind of attention? That is negative controversy. That doesn't help business.
Well, why would you do that?
You're not looking.
I'm telling you that this was a photo that was leaked online, and I came on the show to explain. Because the teacher had called our home and had complained about the pictures. And she's got about as filthy a mind as you do.
I would complain too, Margaret.
I don't know.
It's a sick
what
world.
You're
it's
doing
a
out
sick
there.
World.
Oh,
why
God.
Would you exploit your son like that? The woman that just previously called, she was right 100%. It's a sick world out there. Why would you exploit your
woman,
son like that?
That I'm not exploiting. He's doing a print ad, which some children do.
Well, he's doing a print ad. He's doing a print ad for an underwear company. And you've just said there are photographs that were taken of this kid that myself, many people that have called in, you know, all we're trying to say is, are you not considering the possibility? You know,
I'm considering the possibility that I've got a trucker calling me. What do they do at rest stops?
I talked to you a few weeks back about Joe there.
You guys cruise the restrooms.
I tell you what, you're just hungry for controversy. Why would you do that? if you didn't want attention. Any normal person.
What are you talking about? Are you an idiot or something? My son is a
bums in their underwear. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we're trying to say. Hey, listen, Jeff, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. 877-876-PHIL. That's what we're talking about. Mike, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Margaret Gray.
Okay, Margaret Gray.
Did you get rid of that guy?
Yeah.
Is this the only son you have?
Yes.
Okay, I have three sons. I'm a retired trooper. And listening to you tonight, I think
what is that,
probably
a trooper?
Trying to
what
be,
is that?
Be
a highway patrolman.
I think you're trying to be his best sales agent, you know, his best promoting agent, but I think you're going about it a little bit wrong. If it was my 14-year-old son and I was on the radio talking about him like you are tonight, he'd be so embarrassed to go to school the next day, he'd be ashamed of me.
Well, it got leaked online. I mean, Jason J. Delmonico already knows that this is a controversial topic.
Margaret, you're doing your son an injustice, okay?
The dirty old whore that runs the school.
Boy, oh boy, the dirty old whore.
Your vocabulary is so
bad. All right, hold on for a second, sir. Mike, you hang on the line, man. I'll be right back with you, okay? And we'll get back to your calls. 877-876-PHIL. Margaret Gray with us on the photographs of her son being leaked online, posing in underwear for an underwear ad. We'll be back. Phil Henry Show. Very inappropriate.
Phil. Oh, you had to add that. You had to add that.
Shores of El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL. And welcome back here as we have asked Margaret to hang with us because the conversation that we're having here is such that I want to take a little more time, Margaret. I don't want you to feel that you got an enemy here. I want you to feel like I'm trying to, you know.
You're trying to get through to me. See? And that's what I find demeaning.
I don't mean to be demeaning.
Well, that's what I find demeaning, that you're calling me, or you're not calling me, I called you, and you're interviewing me, in other words.
Yeah, no, we wanted to talk to you about this.
All right, and you are sort of talking down to me. It's as if you are trying to be equal with me, and you're saying, uh-huh, oh, isn't that interesting? And meanwhile, you're on the other line calling a psychiatric facility. And you've got someone out on the front lawn waiting for the state car to come down the street. And you're just going to humor me. No, this will not stand, Phil. I am here in defense of my son. Now,
is there anything, I asked you to think about this during the news, is there anything in the photo shoot that took place with your son, the pictures of which that were leaked online, that the principal of the school, Susan Munson, called you and talked to you about personally as the concerned educator to the mother, is there anything about them that you find inappropriate?
No, I was trying to tell you that yes, absolutely, I felt, and I had talked to Christoph, who was the photographer, when they did the shot, the front shot of Jason J. tugging his underwear down, there was very evidently pubic hair exposed. They were going to somehow try and use that shot.
Pubic hair?
Bill, calm down for a minute, for God's sake.
The guy took this picture of your son with pubic hair.
I was in the room. I was there. Don't start going to some place that you're going to regret for the rest of your life. Don't start thinking that...
Well, what is that supposed to mean?
Well, don't start thinking about accusing me of sitting there like some slob while my son is being sexually manipulated. Because that didn't happen, Phil. All right? It didn't happen. He took the photograph. I looked at the shots. We went through, if you know anything about photography, you've had your picture taken.
Yes, you go through the stills and you see which ones you like.
Exactly. I went through these pictures and I said, well, you can see pubic hair here. And he said, you're right. I missed that, and Phil, don't be so cynical. He missed it, and he airbrushed it out. But the point is, I did not approve of that photograph.
Okay, so even though he airbrushed it out, right?
No, well, after he airbrushed it out, I didn't see anything wrong with it. But before, it was very, very evident. the other shot.
Well, if he's pulling his underwear so far down you're looking at pubic hair, and they airbrush this out, I'm telling you that there's something wrong with that photographer, mentally, morally, legally. I'm telling you, I...
Well, Phil, that's just great, you know, and here's a newsflash for you. You may be very, very convinced of things in life, and I congratulate you, and I appear. Hold on for a minute. Here we go, Phil. Ready? Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Hey! Outstanding. There, you just got your round of applause for being Man of the Year. Is that...
No, I'm not. I'm just telling you, these are my thoughts and what I've been saying.
And I'm telling you, yes, there was one other shot, though, when he was walking to the toilet. And I said to Christoph, now what is the point of that? He said it is an atmospheric, it shows locomotion, movement. All right. Well, I mean, what else was he going to do? Be outside in his underwear running around and chasing a football?
So he's walking to a toilet.
And I objected to it. And he said, well, he's not, so we compromised. And the photograph that he eventually took was of Jason J. About to sit with his thumbs in his underwear. But
okay, so he's getting ready to pull his underwear down to use the toilet.
Phil, I've never...
Is that what he's doing?
Phil, I have never talked to anyone that makes something so natural sound so filthy. And it sounds like... You really get a kick out of it, too.
Is that what the boy was posed to do?
I guess, but I disapprove the photograph, is what I'm trying to say.
Even the one of him sitting down?
No, that was the compromise.
All right.
You know, Phil, you can be exasperated if you want. I'm a mother, all right? Do you understand that I'm a mother? You're not. Are you a mother?
No, I'm not.
You better believe you're not. So, have you given birth to a human being? No, you haven't. Have you watched that human being from childhood on up, from infancy on up, and done everything in your power to protect that life? No, you haven't. Have you sought out the best schools, the best foods, the best clothing, the best transportation, the best furniture, everything for your child? Have you done that? No, you haven't.
Well, now, hold on for just a second. Yes, I have. Now you're getting into some stuff that fathers do.
Well, not the way a mother does.
Okay. All right, look, 877-876-PHIL is the number. We're going to get to some phone calls here. I had Mike hanging on very patiently, and thank you very much, Mike. Go ahead. You're back on the air with us and Margaret Gray.
Okay, Margaret, really, I have no idea who you are, for one thing. You are a mother. You expressed that. But seriously, in all sincerity, and I'm not taking any shots at you, but, you know... You want to promote your son into being an actor someday. And
exactly.
By taking
some
well,
he
of
these, is an actor.
Okay, now listen to me. Taking some of these lesser items, such as selling underwear, and you coming on and going about, you know, you have slandered the school teacher, the superintendent, for one thing.
How did
you
I do
know,
that?
As you called her all kinds of... dirty names on there. As a Christian woman, you would never have even spoke those words, okay?
Well, the woman is talking about my son like he's a piece of meat.
No.
That she,
basically, you've enticed people by coming on here and even wanting to talk about this online. I would never even brought it up. My sons, you know, they're wholesome people. I got one son is a vice president for J.P. Morgan. And, you know, I promoted my boys to do wholesome things, you know. Acting is...
I have to tell you, Mike, these days, being a vice president with J.P. Morgan is not exactly... Have you heard of Occupy Wall Street?
Yeah, well, he's not...
Okay, all right, let's not... Yeah, the man's son doesn't mean everybody's a freaking crook, okay?
You know, Phil, you really give people excuses, but me, you dropped me out of an airplane at 5,000 feet.
You sound like a woman... That it's Friday night, it's kind of late in the evening, and you've probably been out, maybe had one or two drinks. And,
we are enjoying ourselves,
I think it's gone to you just a little bit too much. But if I was your son, my peer group would be laughing at me the next day so hard because my mother's on there talking about my underwear shoot. She's defaming the superintendent of the school that I have to go be a student in that school. My peer group is going to just laugh me right out of the house, you know? My, I don't know how old you are, and I don't know what age you're.
Well, first of all, these pictures were leaked online, so my...
I don't think you're very much...
Everyone saw... First of all, I'm in a nightclub. I wish I was home with my son. I'm listening to some woman butcher a song that I love very much called I Will Woo You. And she's up there going, I wanna do. And my son is at home with his friends. They are doing what they call their gaming. They're gaming. We're, Frank and I are at a club. They're with their nanny. So they're with the parental person.
Yeah. Okay.
But the kids are gaming. They're playing their video games. And yes, on Monday, all hell will break loose. But it's not my fault that this woman,
well, you came
acting
on
in her capacity as the head whore.
Oh, boy.
She's going to file a lawsuit against you, okay?
She's going to sue me.
Know,
oh, I love
don't,
that.
I don't understand the I don't understand the scenario where you come from, okay, for one thing.
Now, the woman... The
a
woman
child,
home,
how much age difference is it between you and your son?
I had him late in life. I had Jason J. late in life. I'm 53.
Say, he's 14, so you had him when you were 39?
39,
yeah,
okay.
I had him when I was 39.
Have you spent much time with your son lately to really get down to see where
well,
he's
Well, I don't really know
Can
that that's any of your business.
You
it's really off the topic.
No,
and
you
said you were a Boy Scout troop leader. I don't know what that means.
He didn't say he was a Boy Scout troop leader. He's a trooper.
I think you've had a little too much to drink.
Well, what did he say? He said he was a trooper.
That's a highway patrolman, in other words.
No, I don't know what a trooper is.
Oh, boy.
All right. Look at Mike,
world,
you made a good stab at it. No, you made a good stab at it, Mike. I appreciate very much your patience,
Phil,
sir.
I got to
thank you very much for your call, though, sir. Appreciate it. 877-876-PHIL.
You know, Phil, I really resent, and I think anybody would, you talking as if I'm not here.
And what do you mean?
Hey, Mike, you made a really good stab at it, Mike. Yeah, okay. As if I'm just this dumb thing that sits on a rock somewhere, and you're bringing people out into the woods to look at me, like I'm some rare mushroom. Well, no, Phil, I won't be treated that way. Now, I love my son. I said to Christoph, I will not have... I said, you got to airbrush that pubic hair, and no way is my son going to be photographed actually going number two. He said, well, what if he's half squatting? I said, fine. Now, everyone is telling me what a bad mother I am. I'm saying to you, the worst of these crimes was leaking those photos. Who did it? Well, I'll tell you who I think did it. I think it was this Suzanne Munson, the principal.
How did she leak these photos online?
Well, I think she got a hold of them and then spread them around, like you're spreading around swine flu. That's what this woman does. And
I thought she found these online.
No, she had them emailed to her. Or maybe someone found them online and emailed them to her. But I think she spread them even more. Like, it's almost as if you are loaded up with swine flu, and you walk into a nursery and you just sneeze all kinds of snot. That's...
All right, 877-876-PHIL. I can tell that Margaret's feeling very, very put upon here tonight as we discuss photos of her son in a photo shoot for underwear that were leaked online, and when the photos did finally reach a school, they saw this kid posing, looking over his shoulder to the back, getting out of a tub or whatever, walking to the toilet, thumbs in the elastic, you name it. 877-876-PHIL is the number on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll get back to more of your phone calls, and Margaret Gray here, and we also have our News and Information Hour coming up. So don't go away, and a couple of other things to talk about. Including Rachel Crow on The X Factor. And we'll be talking to Bobby Dooley about that. Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Watch out.
World famous Phil Henry Show. Hold on, Margaret. 877-876-PHIL. Margaret Gray on the line with us as we talk about this photo shoot that her son was involved in. And you know, the Lindsay Lohan photo shoot for Playboy magazine was also, some of the shots were leaked online. Perez Hilton published them.
Okay, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Phil. I walked out into the club. Can you hear this woman singing?
Yes.
Listen. That is absolute. I'm telling you, she sounds as if she is on heroin.
Well, I don't know.
Here, I'm gonna. You know, Phil, there's so much wrong with this world, and I know that I sound like I'm being hypercritical. So I try not to be hypercritical. So my son goes and does a photo shoot, and now everyone thinks that I'm a bad mother. And yet I'm sitting here listening to this woman make garbage out of one of the great songs of all time. Here, listen. Now, that's great guitar playing. But she's making garbage out of a song that I love so much called the Sheriff. Is that it, Frank?
No, it's not the Sheriff. Shadows.
Shadows. Do you hear that? Hold on. No, don't tell me. Hey, why don't you sing like a woman, will you? Sing like a woman.
Margaret, you're going to get thrown out of that club. You know that.
No, I'm not. No, no one throws me out of a club. Why don't you sing like a woman? Excuse me. Oh, that sucked.
Yeah, we're going to get our asses pitched up.
You know what? Are you either on the air with me or you're catcalling some singer?
What'd you call it?
Catcalling. You know, heckling. 877-876-PHIL. Let me go to a phone call here. Hanging on the line is Jim. Go ahead, Jim. You're on with Margaret Gray.
Good morning, Ms. Gray. I felt compelled to pull my rig over into the scales.
Good morning.
The scales ain't even open to park and talk to you.
Good morning.
I'd like to commend you for supporting your son, Jason. Your son, Jason. I would like to commend you for supporting him.
Who? Who's he talking
your
about?
Son, your son, Jason.
Oh, yes. Okay. You said you were at the scales. And I didn't know what that was.
I had to pull over to talk to you.
You had to pull over.
We can't talk at the same time. I'm pulled over. My Sirius radio went off. I started dialing across the dial. And I like what you're doing. You're supporting your
son. And you pulled over to do what?
He pulled over to call you.
To call me?
Yes, to call the show.
Man,
well, what is he saying that he pulled over onto a scale?
He's a trucker, and they have to pull over onto scales. Okay.
All right, I understand. Go ahead, sir.
I'm starting to lose my train of thought. Okay, I used to be a male model. I modeled for Oshkosh B'gosh, the John Deere calendar, and the Tractor Supply Company, and I had to do underwear shots. Generally, it was long underwear or other items. I never had to do boxers or briefs, but the photographers were always most professional. And
well,
I would suggest maybe you ought to get Jason hooked up with Macy's or JCPenney's.
Well, we did not seek this contract. We didn't seek this work. Jason J is an actor. He is in commercial work. He's done some television. He's never
what
done print ad modeling.
What has Jason done in television?
He's done television, and he's done a couple of small parts in movies. He's never done print ads.
Okay, so you don't have any experience with this.
Well, Phil, and I don't mean any disrespect to this gentleman, but this guy drives a truck, and he did it. So
what is wrong with driving a truck? We move the freight across the United States.
There's nothing wrong with it at all. I'm just simply saying to Phil, how tough could it be to model if you did it?
Well, that's an insult to that man.
Why?
Because
I will tell you something else. There were several provocative shots that I had to do on a tractor that they had to do a little airbrushing here, a little airbrushing there. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, really? Well, look, I don't judge a man for his orientation. I don't know what you're talking about. You're on a tractor. What is that? What does that mean?
He's doing print ad shots.
You don't know what a John Deere is?
I know what that is, but you're telling me that it was provocative, so I have to ask you, is this gay porn? Is it a straight print ad? What is it?
No, it was a tractor calendar that was targeted to the female audience. Is there anything wrong with that?
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Okay, Margaret, don't be snide. If the man, let's take the man's word at what he says. If that's what he was doing, that's what he was doing.
This, yeah, was, okay. Part of the, this was part of the she thinks my tractor sexy theory series. And what's wrong
yeah,
with
sure.
that? I wasn't nothing, marketing no. to anybody but older females, which you might like one. I still got a few. If I'd like to send you one, maybe you'd like it.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, Margaret, you want to be smart-ass about it.
Look, Phil, I wasn't born. I might have been born at night, but I wasn't born last night.
All right, so what are you saying?
Well, the guys, airbrushed this, and I'm on a tractor. Put two and two together.
Margaret, it doesn't have to be gay porn. The guy's doing a print ad for John Deere, and this is farm equipment, and it is and it's industrial equipment, and they have, they did a series for women.
They're doing a series for what, farmer women? I don't understand.
Okay, Margaret, you see, you don't want anybody to have any kind of normal credential. You're the only one. And everybody is suspect. You're the only one. You're the mother of the boy who's pulling his underwear down, but you're okay. This man who has a legitimate job. And then you insult him by saying, how tough could it be? He did it. He drives a truck.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. That was rude of me.
Well, I was a little confused. I didn't know there was anything about pulling underwear down. I just thought you said he just had his thumbs inside the
elastic. Oh, he apparently, get a load of this, sir. Get a load of this, Jim. The kid's pulling his underwear so far down, they had to airbrush out pubic hair.
Oh, now all of a sudden this guy was on my side.
Some people got a good long mane coming up around their belly button. And
this is a 14-year-old kid. He's a 14-year-old boy, for God's sake. Are you a father?
14-year-olds get a little hairy early. Some of them do.
Yeah, well, I bet you they do, man, especially the ones you date. Thanks for calling, you freaking sick ass.
Oh, my God. You hang up with the one man that agrees with me. And you accused him of being gay.
He is. World famous Phil. No, he's not gay. He's just a perv. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Oh, my God.
Listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here on the world famous Phil Hendry Show. We have on the line with us Dean Wheeler from Northern California, from the Northern California Holistic Center. But Dean is not here in his capacity as a homeopathic or a holistic healer or any of the things that we traditionally talk with him about. He actually was watching X Factor last night. And is going to give us a little bit of a rundown on what happened to Rachel Crowe, who was really a big fan favorite. She is described here as one of Simon Cowell's girl contestants, because this is his show, obviously. X Factor is Simon Cowell, formerly with the show American Idol. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because as I was leaving working last night, on Modern Family. I guess this is sounding real Hollywood, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. But, you know, it's interesting all the people we're talking about it.
Okay. Well, in any event, I noticed, there were a lot of people tweeting this up about Rachel and what happened on the show last night. Somebody said it was a real shocker, blah, 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 all this stuff. Of course, this was somebody tweeting from New York, and they completely butchered it alive for anybody who was watching the show on the West Coast, but that's okay. We're fine with that. Thanks a lot for nothing. You know what I'm saying, Dean?
Yeah, well, you know what? It always really bothers me a little bit when I see some of the people that I do follow on Twitter, back east, whether it's New York or Boston or Miami, and they will mention something that was on television that everyone's waiting to see, and what you wind up with. Is really a night of anticipation that has been dissipated because you know what's going to happen. What happened on the program X Factor was very, very, I thought it was a little underhanded, and I'll tell you why. Rachel Crowe was very, very popular, and I think that a lot of people probably would have thrown their support behind this young lady. Terrific singer.
I wish I had a piece of her music.
Well, maybe we can find some, but...
I think it gives you an idea of just how good she was. And, you know, I will. I'll look for some music. If Emeralda could do that, my wife is here. We just had a Native American group, a dance group that was here. We had a gathering this evening, and then we were going to sit down and watch this. And the Native peoples, our wonderful Native American and Native people here in California, some of them were members of the Chumash. And when I said, "Do you want to sit down and let's watch a replay of X Factor?" because I have to go on the Phil Henry show tonight, and they all drifted out. I guess I should take that personally.
Well, they weren't interested. Did they say they were interested?
No, they didn't. And I don't know if it was you or, and forgive me, Phil, because I don't know. I said, "I'm going to be on the Phil Henry show later. Let's watch X Factor." And they started to leave.
Well, with all humility, it sounds to me like they didn't want to watch X Factor.
Why couldn't it be you?
Well, you weren't saying that you were going to turn on the radio and listen to me. You were saying that you were going to watch X Factor.
That's true. That is true. But I wanted them to stick around later to hear me on your show. But the point that I'm trying to make is I had some 20 members of a Native American dance troupe, and they're from the Cultural Center in San Francisco. And as soon as I said your name and X Factor, they disappeared just as quickly as they. I can imagine it was almost as if you say, if I was Custer, and I don't want to make a joke because I support Native Americans, and in many ways I'm happy, and I shouldn't say this, but I'm happy for what happened to Custer.
Now, you know, can we not get into the politics of this is just disturbing to me, okay?
Well, it was General Custer, Phil.
It was the United States Army. It was General Custer. He was a weirdo. But that doesn't mean that we go, "Oh, wow, I'm rooting for the..." You know, I just don't want to talk about that.
Wait. Are you saying you're sorry that the Native people won?
I'm saying to you that... I am saying simply to you...
Yeah, I'm waiting. I think your audience would be very interested to hear this. What are you saying?
Dean, you're not going to get me nervous about this. All right, I'm going to tell you what I'm saying. I don't want to talk negatively about the United States military, whether it was the 19th century cavalry, whether it is the World War I, whether it's the Revolutionary Era. These are men that died in the service to their country. They were attacked and killed by Native people who had legitimate grievances. I understand that. It's one of the great tragedies and in some ways anomalies of American history. But nonetheless... people died on both sides. The massacre, the terrible criminal acts that happened to Native people should be condemned. But soldiers who are fighting to open up a territory that the United States government said they were going to open up, I don't think that we sit and say, "Ooh, isn't that great? I'm glad they lost," you know?
Well, I think I am, because I...
Look, Dean, this is not why I have you on the show, all right?
No, I know it's not why you have me on the show, but I think it's worth talking about. I think I am glad that the Native Americans scored the victories that they did. And I saw your Twittering, and I thought what you did was so wrong when you...
What?
When you said on Thanksgiving that the Native people were killing each other and enslaving each other before the Europeans got here, so what's the big deal?
And I never said, "What's the big deal?"
That's the point that you were making.
No. No, if you read what I said, one of the myths about Native Americans on this continent is that they were nonviolent before the white man got here. That is not true. Native people were warring with each other. In some cases, they enslaved each other. In many cases, they engaged in the massacre themselves of women and children. This is the human condition. I'm not saying that Native people are lower than Europeans. This is the way the human race conducted its affairs for many centuries, century after century after century after century, and there were a number of justifications, religious, cultural, political. And I said on that Twitter feed...
What did you say about the white man being a better tribe?
I didn't say that either. I said a bigger, badder tribe from Europe arrived, the white man tribe. And when the white man tribe arrived and began to do to the Native people essentially what they'd been doing to each other, then came the myth of the peace-loving Native people. It's bullcrap. Some Native people did welcome whites because they felt that they were people they could trade with, people they could cohabitate with, and in some instances, whites tried to do that. But you never, ever are going to, you cannot rewrite the record of history and say, oh, well, gee whiz, guess what? We've got this silly-ass notion that somehow the Garden of Eden still existed, and it was the white man that came, you know, blundering in and destroyed all of this groovy-ass peace and love, man. And it just didn't happen that way.
Boy, you know what? I hope that the Native peoples of California, the interest groups, as well as the tribal councils, and I know a great many of them, I hope they're listening and hearing what you just done did.
And what I just done did, huh?
What I misspoke. What you done. And
what I done. What I did?
Phil, are you listening to me?
Yeah.
I hope the Native people will contact you or your radio stations and say that even if it's true what you said, it should not be spoken of that way because the Native people, well...
Oh, I see. Yeah. Shouldn't, even if it's true, don't talk about it, huh?
No, 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 no. What I'm saying is this. Yes, if it's true, talk about it, but what happened to, I was going to come on and talk about X Factor.
That's exactly what I said to you 5 minutes ago, and you wanted to press the point home about this.
I don't believe so.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
No, I don't think so. But all right, have it your way, Phil. Because it doesn't really make any difference to me.
All right, let's talk about X Factor. Rachel Crowe.
And that reminds me of a Native American name, and I think that she probably is Native American. And I think that that's something else I'd like to talk to L.A. Reid about. Because what happened was this, Phil. Rachel Crowe knocked everybody out with her singing. It was lovely. And I think she had the audience's favor, and I think she had many of the judges' favor. When Rachel Crowe, and I'm going to give it back on Wednesday night, L.A. Reid critiqued Rachel's performance, and he prefaced it by saying this, Rachel, I'm not surprised to say this, but I hear Hollywood's been calling for you. That's truly great. You're going to be a big star. The reason why I think that that is an abomination before the eyes of God is because that made the audience think that Rachel didn't need their support, that she was going to be a big star anyway, and that they could shift their support over to Nicole, I think her name is Putzman or something, I don't know, and it doesn't really matter.
Yes, it does matter. What is the woman's name, please?
I'm talking about Rachel Crowe, Phil.
I understand that. Would you please give me her name, or Bud, you can look it up?
No, Bud's not looking up anything. Her name's Nicole Putzman.
No, it's not Putzman.
Not Putzman. I gotta look it up.
No, you... What is the problem with you?
My problem is simply this. You've got a bias on behalf of this girl, Rachel Crowe.
Can I tell you what happened in my home when that man said that to her? Can I tell you?
Yeah.
Okay. My daughter... Deanna, who is 16 years old, was watching this with her mother and I. And when L.A. Reid made that statement, which we feel was meant to get the audience's favor away from her and onto Nancy or Nicole.
Here it is here, Scherzinger.
Nicole Scherzinger.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Well, when he made that statement, my daughter got this very strange smile on her face. She went over to some magazines that she had in her book bag. She took out a pair of scissors. She sat down on the couch, and about 5 minutes later, she said, look, Daddy, and I'll tell you something, Phil. When your daughter is smiling, and then she holds up something, and what she had done is she had cut out the eyes on a picture of L.A. Reid and held it up and went, look, Daddy, with a smile. I was chilled to the bone, and her mother was as well.
What do you think that meant?
My God, it was obviously a very hostile statement about L.A. Reid. Cutting the eyes out of any photograph is a statement saying you're a dead man.
Well, did she say that?
No, she did not. But my God.
All right, calm down, Dean. You know...
You calm down. When you have a 17-year-old daughter...
Dean, the girl was obviously angry. Was the family angry about L.A. Reid making that statement?
Yes, we were.
All right. Well, she was acting out the anger of the whole family that L.A. Reid was sort of biasing things in favor of Nicole Scherzinger and that Rachel Crowe was not going to get the support.
But she cut the eyes out of this photograph and then took out a razor and just razored it up and then said again, look, Daddy, and held up this picture that it had multiple razor strikes through it.
Was she smiling?
She was smiling, yeah. She was, with that smile, the grin, just, look, Daddy, like that.
Was she trying to scare you?
It felt like it. It felt like it to her mother, too, that, my God, she's gonna razor me up while I'm sleeping.
All right, hold on the line here.
I'm not trying to get my daughter in trouble. What I'm saying is, this is the fault of X Factor.
I have to be honest with you. I don't think so. I mean, if your daughter is acting in an unbalanced way,
what makes you say that?
If you're afraid your daughter's going to razor you up as you sleep.
No, but that's what X Factor did to her.
All right, hold the line here. 877-876-PHIL. We're talking to Dean Wheeler from Northern California, from San Francisco tonight. He's actually in Marin County, north of the gate there. Where does he live?
Yeah, I think he lives in Mill Valley.
Mill Valley, okay. We're going to be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show with more on X Factor and Rachel Crowe and Nicole Scherzinger. When we come back here, 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. It's the Phil Henry Show.
It is the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and with me is Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center in Mill Valley.
Just a correction. We are actually located, Phil, in Novato. We do live in Mill Valley, but our center is in Novato.
Okay, I apologize.
That's quite all right.
Now, I have ratings for X Factor from last night. And by the way, I thank the gentleman who called during the break. Nicole Scherzinger is one of the judges.
Well, if she's one of the judges?
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you I don't like her because I just think that she really didn't want, I don't think she wanted Rachel to win. I think we all felt that Rachel was good. And that's something that I have to keep under wraps because my daughters, who are avid fans of the show, and we all love Rachel, I have a daughter who is going to get a picture of Nicole Scherzinger and cut the eyes out of it.
Well, that is a very weird way for a kid to act out anger, but then some kids cut themselves.
No, my kids are not. No, they don't do that. My kids, I can tell you, Phil, are pretty well-balanced kids. You're not going to see my kids taking razors and cutting their arms. I knock wood and I thank God every day that we don't have children that are that disturbed.
But when the kid takes the picture of L.A. Reid and cuts the eyes out of it and goes, look, Daddy, you told me that the kid had a... what did you say about her eyes? And we've talked about this before.
Yeah, that's what scared me and her mother, her mother particularly. Her mother said to me, I went into the kitchen to get more. I had been making tea, and we'd actually had a tea ceremony with some of the native people from the tribal council who had been here, and we did an entire tea ceremony that my daughter was angry because... I had said that I would help her with a project for school, and I'd forgotten that we had our Native American, we had our dancers here. And so when I walked into her room, this is the other daughter, the Chastity, who's my younger one. When I walked into her room, she had a picture of L.A. Reid that she had razored back and forth and was holding it up and saying, look, Daddy, just like your older sister, only the eyes on Chastity were dead. They were the... I can't describe it.
It scared you.
It put the fear of God in me, and I said to her mother, you've got to come up here, Emerald. I said, don't move, Chastity. And she's saying, look, Daddy. And I said, Emeralda, take a good, long, hard look at those dead eyes. And we both just left the room. I what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? I mean, you're the father and the mother.
Well, what am I supposed to do, Phil, when my daughter is so... into this contestant.
Well, all of you were. You said you were all into the contestant, that you were rooting for her, and that you were very angry over L.A. Reid making these comments that biased the audience against Rachel, and they eventually voted for someone else. I don't know who the other contestant is.
Well, it's not important. What's important to note here is this was a girl who was, I think, going to go places. Emeralda, what did you think? It was really wrong. Emeralda felt it was very wrong for them to do what they did. Now, when we had the tribal council here, and I said to them, will you hang around and watch the X Factor? And they began to drift out. I could see one of them picking up. And one of them just grabbed his tom-toms.
Uh-huh.
And began to walk out. And I said, why? Why are you leaving? And Rachel Crow, I think, is a Native American. And he looked back at me, Jay, a guy by the name of Jay Nighthawk. And he said, well, is she or isn't she? And I said, I don't know. And that's when he took the other drum kit, right? He took the bong. What are they called?
Bongos.
Phil, I'm sorry. I'm trying to determine the Native people.
Well, it's not that important. We're talking here about the X Factor, right?
Yeah, but he picked up some. They're tom-toms. They're bongos? They brought in bongo drums, which is a Native American drum. And
bongo drums.
That is my understanding. I'm not a Native American, all right? So
no, I know that, but I just never thought that Indians, Native Americans, or however we want to say it, had bongo drums?
They were bongo drums or something.
They had the cha-cha.
They had the cha-chas and the bongo drums.
Was this a Native American dance party, or was this a beatnik gathering?
Oh, wait a minute. There, you happy? I think that was insulting, Phil, to our native, to the native that was here, the natives that were here.
And well, you're telling me they had bongo drums and cha-chas.
I didn't say, what I meant to say, what are those things? The thing that you shake and they go, shh. What is that? Isn't that native?
I don't know. You're the guy that had the tribal dance. Okay?
Well, I didn't do it myself. The point that I'm making is, when I said Rachel is going to be on and the Indians took off, it was like a haunted house. They didn't care, so
I gotta go. I'm sorry, I gotta go.
Well, there's a lot more to this story, Phil, and I'd like to come back on your program. Can we book that now? Or
if you'll just, you know, hang on and I'll have Bud talk to you, okay?
Bud? I can't make head or tail out of what that idiot. I can't talk to Bud, Phil. I don't want to talk to a retard.
Get him out of here, will you?
Hey, fuck him.
Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendrick.
Well, welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, our Friday night now into Saturday morning show here on the West Coast till 1, on the East Coast till 4 a.m. Let me turn the fan off here. I don't know what, you know, even though here at the El Pacifico right now, I think we have, what'd you see, Bud?
Yeah, I was looking at the temperature right now, probably about 43.
So it's 43 degrees, and it's a cold night in America, at least on the West Coast here, because my guys in Medford tonight, up in Oregon, 28. It's 23 degrees where they are. 23. There's going to be showers in Southern Oregon tonight or tomorrow, I think. But here in Southern California, it's in the 40s. So we're definitely in the winter mix, man. There's no question about that. And the only question I think now is what kind of a winter is it going to be back east? Because I remember I was in New York. And it was in, when was I in New York, you guys?
About like in March.
I was in New York in March, yeah. Was it? Yeah, it was last March. And so, So I was in New York in March. I can't remember now where the hell I was last spring. I was in New York because I remember getting in a cab and going to the airport. And I was talking to the cab driver and I said, this weather is insane, and it had been 1 week after they had that huge snowstorm, if you remember that.
Yeah, big damn bunch of snow that fell in New York was they set a record.
Set a record, you're right. It did set a record of some kind in New York, and they'd had an enormous amount of snow, one of the biggest snowfalls they'd had in New York City in years. And I remembered snow falling in New York like that from years ago, as a kid and a little bit later than that. And it was only within the last 20 years or so, maybe 30 years, that the snow, the winters in New York were not quite as white, they were not quite as snow-laden as that. Now they are getting these snowfalls again, perhaps, in New York. So you ask yourself the question, what exactly is weird about that? When you've had snow, and now, then there was none, and now it's back, I'm sure people can point to all kinds of graphs and charts and say, well, this is, that's wrong, and that's here. But I think that snowfall is like, I don't know, not snowfall, but weather is something you have to track over the course of a century, almost, before you can really get a handle, you know, on what's going on. Someone said that there was an article, I say someone said, because I was reading an article on global warming, and it was pointed out in that article that as early as the 20s, newspapers were reporting, at least one newspaper in New York was reporting, on the melting ice of the polar cap. This was in the 1920s. All right, that's kind of interesting. Did anybody take any real note of that? Was there any serious consideration of that? The answer to that, of course, is no. Today, we have melting polar ice. I don't know if it's melting at any greater rate, but it has been melting. Melting from before World War II. I'm not going to question the global warming thing. I'm willing to believe, and I was on the fence about all that bull crap for a long time, man, but I'm willing to believe that it exists. I'm willing to believe that mankind has contributed to it. It stands to reason. I'm disappointed that there wasn't any real clear debate about it so that people could, and there wasn't, and I don't give a crap what anybody says, and you may be a global warming advocate. You cannot say to me with a straight face that this was science that was presented to the American people and that it was put under the empirical test before the American people. And what do I mean by that? A debate, discussion. All I heard was, oh, nope, it's happening right now. We got to get going here. Well, how about, can we have a, no. The science is settled. It's just done. Every major scientific, all right. So we, the people, the American, the people of the world, let's say, all we want to do is have someone say, you know, we want to just ask some questions of our own. Have a debate. Have some kind of a discussion, you know.
But what, I mean, what people are going to understand if people are so stupid anyway?
What do you mean people are stupid? What's that mean?
Well, they're not going to understand the science of it.
I'm doing it to say, like, you're gonna talk about global warming. How many people are going to get what you're talking about? Well, I don't, what do you mean how many people are going to get? I mean, if you lay it out there and say, here's why we think there's global warming, and then someone says, oh, really? Well, here's why we don't think, you know.
Oh, you're talking about, like, have a regular debate.
Well, what kind of a debate did you think I was talking about, bud?
I don't know, like, you know, have a magazine article or have a guy go on a Tonight Show, you know.
Have a guy go on the Tonight Show?
Yeah. You know what, Jay Leno or somebody, or you could go on Conan.
Oh, come on. Will you guys get serious for a minute?
What?
What do you mean, what? I want to find out about global warming, have a serious discussion of it, find out, you know, I'm advocating on behalf of the American people, the rank and file, just all of us unwashed masses out here. There's all kinds of heavy-ass scientists, all kinds of brain surgeons, four-eyed geeks, all these real eggheads, and they're talking about all this stuff, and, you know, they're just telling us, trust me on this, baby. You know, we got to do this, that, and something else. Okay, fine. You know, whatever. I mean, we're just the grunts out here, man, paying for all this crap. Would you mind maybe explaining it?
Yeah, so I'm saying you're like on call. What about that one guy?
Yeah, Craig Ferguson? What are you guys talking about going on Craig Ferguson and Conan to debate global warming?
Yeah, well, that's what I thought you said.
Yeah, but, Bud, I'm not talking about, if I'm talking about a debate, I ain't talking about Conan O'Brien's show. I'm talking about something like, for instance, what we're having with the candidates, you know.
Yeah, but then you got to have, like, the lady, what do you call it? The Lady Voter Association, they got to do it.
the Lady Voter Association.
Or the Women Voter?
The League of Women Voters?
Yeah.
You don't have to have the League of the Lady Voter Association. You don't have to have the League of Women Voters. You can have anybody sponsor it.
Well, who's going to do it?
You could have anybody do it, man.
I don't know, man. If you had a choice, you're going to see the Lady Voters. Not the Lady Voter, but the League of the Lady or something. And
not the League of the Lady. The League of... Jesus.
The League of Lady Voters.
The League of Women Voters.
All right, you're going to have that. Or you have a chance to go see X Factor or something like that. What are you going to want?
I know I'll watch X Factor. There's no question about it.
Oh, well, you know what, bud? Then that just shows me what kind of a guy you are. You know?
What's that mean?
It's exactly what I said. You want to go and watch X Factor? You go right ahead and watch X Factor. You too, Robert. That's fine. It just tells me all I need to know about you two guys. That you don't care about the important issues. You want to watch X Factor.
What if they're having a vote?
Yeah, that's right. You're right. That's really important, man.
Well, I want to care about all the important stuff and everything, but that seemed to me like it's too much. I can't understand it.
People got to be able to understand a lot of stuff that they say.
If you guys applied yourselves to this entire topic and acted as responsible citizens and read up on it and asked questions about it, I'm not saying that you have to be some nut calling every talk show in America, blowing off a lot of steam and sounding like a jackass. I'm saying just get educated. It ain't going to be that hard. Guys are saying the temperatures are going up. It's caused by man. Really? Well, how critical is it? What the hell's going to happen? Leonardo DiCaprio did that movie. What was that thing called? The 11th Hour? That panic mongering. I mean, that was nuts.
Yeah, he's talking about almost like Godzilla or something.
Yeah.
Godzilla. Well, whatever.
If you think about it, because I was telling a guy I was online and he's in Japan, you know, and I said, you know, I think it was wrong that
Gilbert Gottfried.
Yeah, Gilbert Gottfried made that joke, you know.
About Godzilla.
Yeah. But then he said, yeah, but you know what? Godzilla is like a global warming effect.
Yeah, if you had that.
Yeah.
Godzilla's a global warming effect. How? You mean the giant lizard?
Yeah.
How?
Just because of the environment, or however you say environment?
The environment, you know, the Godzilla got king size, or whatever you want to say.
Well, dude, I mean, first of all, let's be, you know Godzilla doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are we talking about that for? That's asinine.
Well, but why do you think it happened?
What happened?
Godzilla.
It didn't happen because he ain't... In the movie, I think they said it was radiation. See, the Japanese, you got to understand something, they had two A-bombs dropped on them. That's bound to change your thinking about things, okay?
What do you mean?
Just, bud, listen to me. The Japanese had two atomic bombs dropped on their ass at the end of World War II. It was devastating. It was, can you imagine what that does to a society? The only society in the history of the world, the Japanese society, that's had two atomic bombs dropped on them. Now, these are people that were profoundly affected by that in terms of health and injury and rebuilding their country. And let's be honest, they had to look inside themselves and look at what they've been doing for the last several hundred years. Just exactly what kind of a country are we anyway? Why are we doing the things we're doing? So don't worry about it. There was plenty of that. So this influenced them. That's why during the 50s, man, every kind of science fiction movie that you could imagine having to do with giant monsters... And I'm telling you some weird ones.
They have like a flying moth or something?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. The Japanese were so... The atomic bomb, they had a flying moth. They had a turtle with retro rockets and fangs.
What?
They had a turtle that had rockets for legs and fangs.
What was that?
Gamera.
What was Monster X?
Monster X? I don't even remember. I know they had a Monster X. They had Monster Island. I mean, Japan... The national nightmare was, that's what those movies represent. It was like a national nightmare of Japan that when the Japanese people went to sleep at night, you could imagine if there was one nightmare they all had together, it was of these giant monsters. Like, remember, you guys don't remember, one of the funniest ones I ever saw was Godzilla and King Kong duking it out on Monster Island.
Yeah, you're making that up.
I'm not making it up. Godzilla and King Kong were doing karate moves on each other.
Oh, get out of here, man.
I'm telling you the truth. So, yeah. And now Japanese anime. And I'm telling you, when I was a kid and I saw Astro Boy for the first time, I was like freaked. I said, what is this crap? I'm like a little kid. I'm 10. What cartoon is not going to hold the attention? Every time I saw Astro Boy, though, it sucked. I hated it. I just like, get out of here with this crap. And my sister was all, I'm the Astro Boy's bitchin'. No. I didn't know where it was from. I didn't know that it was Japanese. All I knew was that the kid looked weird. The whole town looked weird. Everything about it was weird. And I didn't want to know anything about it, you know. And that was it.
They would have had King Kong or something.
If they would have put King Kong in that, kicking Astro Boy's ass, I would have been happy. All right, we're going to take a break. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. So I'm very happy that we solved that, whatever that was. I don't even know what the hell we just talked about. Global warming, Astro Boy, Monster Island. Wow. Couple of things we got to talk about. Death penalty for that second man in the Connecticut triple murder case. This scum is going down for the count. I'm very happy to hear it. I say we, celebrate. And a video revives the mystery of a missing former FBI agent. All of this ahead here in our News and Information Hour, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth
Monster
is our
Island.
Bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Right. Live from Monster Island.
Famous Phil Hendry.
Oh, shut up, they say.
Okay, well, that's great, man. Why don't you go tell them that then? Welcome back to the world famous Phil Hendry Show. 877-876 Phil. Go ahead, Robert. Tell everybody what you were just saying to me.
What I said was, if it hadn't been for the A-bomb, we would not have no anime and a lot of cool stuff, you know.
Yeah. Okay, great. So, do you want to go tell the Japanese that? Hey, guy.
Well, I mean, I ain't going to go say to Japanese, but tell me I'm wrong.
I don't know. I mean, if life is influenced by a lot. If it hadn't been for the A-bomb, you go tell the Japanese, see how they react to that, because frankly, those would be the people you got to talk to. You got to say, if it hadn't been for the A-bomb, we wouldn't have Japanese anime. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I don't know. Most people say, how do you know? And I'm sure that it's true. I mean, there's a lot of things went into the influence of Japanese culture. But I think almost to a person, they would all say the same thing. That's great. We'll go ahead and forfeit the A-bomb experience if you don't mind. And maybe we'll come to anime a different way.
Do you think they'd have Japanese anime if they have not dropped no A-bomb?
I don't know, man. I doubt it. Japan would have evolved in a different way. They were a beaten country anyway. The war would have gone on for another 4 years, and there would have been, probably a million more casualties. But we would have won the war, and Japan would have been defeated. But would they have had Godzilla? Probably not.
See? Then we never would have had no Godzilla. I'm not saying it's good that the A-bomb got dropped, but you got to say that they would have not have had it.
Great, man. So what am I supposed to say? We would have been deprived of the Godzilla experience if we hadn't.
You're always making everything sound stupid. I'm not trying to make it stupid. I'm just saying.
Yeah, all I'm saying is there'd be no Godzilla.
Okay, there's no Godzilla. God. Are you guys thinking that's some kind of a bad thing?
Well, I mean, look at everybody that's seen it and everything, and people like it.
Cool, man. So suppose, if Godzilla had never existed, people would not know what they're missing, man. They wouldn't know what they're missing.
What?
Oh, yeah, right, bud. That's really hard to understand. If there wasn't any A-bomb, there wouldn't be any Godzilla, and people wouldn't know what the hell they were missing, okay? Do you understand?
No, because if there wouldn't no A-bomb, there'd be no Godzilla, and there would have been a different way that things went and everything.
Yeah, so maybe there's no Godzilla, but we wouldn't have half the stuff we got now.
We wouldn't have half the stuff we got now, because there was no Godzilla.
Don't talk like we're stupid.
No, I think I will talk like you're stupid. What the hell, man? And will you get this crap off of the TV? What the hell is that?
Mandingo?
Mandingo. God, it's bugging me, man. It's the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life. It ain't Mandingo. It's some other crap. Anyway, welcome back, folks. Sorry. I get this argument with these jackasses about Godzilla. What is that, some kind of a cultural deprivation that we can't survive? Death penalty for second man in Connecticut triple murder case. Now, this is good news. This is good news. I don't care what anybody says. If you remember this outrageous crime, this was these were two scumbag escaped criminals, you see. Now, what do we do with criminals? We stick them in a cage where they belong. You have done thus and so. You have proven that you're not fit to live with human beings. Now we're going to throw you in a cage. Does that dehumanize you? Well, I'm so sorry. But you shouldn't have done what you did, whatever it might have been. Now, some of these crimes that these guys commit, they get to get out of prison after a certain number of years, maybe even after a certain number of months. This guy, Blagojevich, how long do you think that guy's going to be in?
Probably about half the time.
Probably about half the time. He's got 14 years with good behavior. His ass is out. He's done. He's finished. Boom, boom, boom. He writes a book. He goes on the whatever the hell show it is that they'll have in 7 years. He'll be fine. And he'll talk about how he got screwed. And he'll talk about how we got to change the system. And he'll talk about his daughters being deprived of his love. And, you know, it's not a bad country, man. You can serve 7 years in the joint and come out and be smelling like a rose like that guy. But if you're a murderer or you're a armed robber or, you know, things get worse depending upon the crime. Now, these two scumbags, one of them by the name of Joshua Komazarjevsky. Joshua Komazarjevsky. And this other guy, what was his other friend who also was convicted and was sentenced to death? Stephen J. Hayes. The second guy was convicted and sentenced to death, even though he put on a very aggressive penalty phase. His attorneys mounted a very, very aggressive defense so that he would not get the death penalty. Now, I don't know. I understand that there's all kinds of horror in this world and that people are put through all kinds of things as they grow up. But we know enough about human behavior that some people are put through horror as they grow up, and they are good citizens. Some are bad citizens. Some are in-between citizens. Some are murderers. Some are not. Some are bank robbers. Some are not. Some raise their children. Some abuse their children. You know, this is life. And we do what we can to learn more about it so that we can keep these things from happening. But until then, now, this guy gets busted out with this other scumbag. They find this family in Connecticut in 2007. All of the women, three, the mother and two daughters, are raped. One of the girls, an 11-year-old, is raped by this piece of garbage who takes a picture of it with his cell phone while the girl is tied to a bed. And then, after this outrage is committed, and the father, Dr. Pettit himself, was tied up and beaten, then they went on and raped the women in the house, and then they set fire to the house, all three women dead. Now, I don't know about you. I've never been anti-death penalty, but I'm willing to discuss it, certainly. But when it comes to this, there's no discussion. There's no discussion, you know.
You don't think they could get out on good behavior?
I ought to smack you just for saying that. You know that?
What?
What do you mean good behavior?
Well, I mean, you know, if they get habitated or something?
If they get rehabilitated.
They ain't gonna get rehabilitated. These guys are gonna die, man, in the death house, and I can't wait for it to happen. We'll have a death house-a-thon, and I'll barbecue.
What?
I don't know. What do you like?
Bratwurst?
Phil Hendry Show.
Well, welcome back here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. It is our news and information hour, and that means that I am joined by Robert and by Bud as we take a look at some of the things that have been going on. It's the end of the week here, and it's a Saturday, so we're going to take a couple of nights off, although I am back on tonight at 7 p.m. Pacific time. On our videocast at philhendryshow.com, we do our local show that we do videocast on Phil TV and HD, so go ahead and check it out. Also on Sunday, we will have the return of Football Sunday with Phil, And that means that it's either the 1 o'clock game or the late game. And by 1 o'clock, I mean the 4 o'clock game Eastern time, the second game, or the Sunday night game. We haven't decided yet. It might be the Sunday night game because of the hours that we're working here, man. You know, it's a late night show. And even getting up early enough to cover the 1 o'clock game, you know.
Yeah, that's pretty brutal.
I mean, that's really early, believe it or not. You know, when you're our Saturday night show, the video cast ends at 10. But you're on a body clock, man, that's all the way till, you know, you're still on the same body clock that you're on during the week. So I'm not getting out of bed. I'm not even dragging my ass out of bed till 1 o'clock in the afternoon. That's just the life of a nighttime DJ, as they say. All right. L.A. police today, this is goofy, a gunman walked down the middle of a street in the heart of Hollywood on Friday, firing at passing cars, wounding a driver before police shot and killed him. Now, this stuff happens when society is in distress, when there are questions abounding, when there is a level of insecurity. All of the people that are on the borderline, all of the people that are hanging by a thread, suddenly some of them just snap because this stuff that swirls around them influences what they do and who they are. It doesn't necessarily provoke violence. What it does is it gives them a reason. Otherwise, they'll find some other reason, you know. The unidentified, and then some people are on the edge, and society is nuts, and...
What are you saying, man? Yeah, I don't understand.
Never mind.
Yeah, it's better.
Thank you. The unidentified man who in the video clip had short hair and wore jeans and a white tank top, sounds like my neighbor.
Yeah.
Anyway, was pronounced dead at the scene. Los Angeles officer Cleon Joseph said, who is the communications officer for the LAPD, no officers were hurt. Oscar Herrera, a witness, said he saw the gunman walking down the middle of Vine Street near Sunset Boulevard, firing at least 9 shots into the air and at passing cars while shouting, "Kill me and I'm gonna die." So is this suicide by cop? Yes. People were running all over, Herrera told KABC television. People were ducking. But a man who captured video of the gunman from a window several stories above the street could also be heard on the recording screaming, "Shoot me, kill me, and I'm gonna die." A man who captured video of the gunman from a window several stories above the street could also be heard on the recording screaming, "Shoot me, kill me, and I'm gonna die." Did you see this? Well, maybe we can pull that up because is that one of those situations where we have these we have these looky-loos that are watching some disaster occurring and they are they're trying to encourage the individual to do something? You know, that happened with the Boston Massacre in Boston, you know.
What?
It did. The Boston Massacre when the British shot those people?
You talking about Paul Revere and the Raiders, or
not Paul Revere and the Raiders?
Yeah.
No, Paul Revere.
Yeah.
No, man, this was not Paul Revere. It was the Boston Massacre.
I know about that, yeah. But, I mean, what do you mean people was telling them to shoot?
That happened. That happened. The crowd, there were people in the back of the crowd saying, "Go ahead, shoot, fire, fire." They established that during the trial. They could hear people, and they thought at first that it came from the head of the guy that was the officer in charge of this guard, this British guard, but in fact it was coming from the crowd. People are like that. People are like that. They see somebody that's going to jump, and there's one scumbag in the crowd's going to say, "Hey, go ahead and jump, yeah, ha, ha, ha," you know.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that plenty of time. People are weird.
No, yeah, tell me about it. So, shooter in Hollywood. I hope that there's no...
They're coming for him.
This is just a couple of guys watching TV.
He's sneaking behind him.
These are a couple of guys watching TV. Let me see if there is any...
Came back up. Start shooting.
Better get your hand on the dump button here, Dan, because I don't know what these guys are going to say.
Trust me. If they got evidence of, you know, video, I'm there. You feel me? Start shooting. He trying to kill everything is sight.
Okay, so
but I did not know he just killed this man.
He just... He didn't kill anybody. He did he kill somebody or did he wound somebody?
I think that he wounded someone.
That's what I thought. So that's one man, and, you know, that guy's some homeless guy, man. He don't know what he's talking about. Man killed shooting in Hollywood, gun instead of guns instead of cameras. Here is, let's see, because I wanted to hear if there was this. This is appears to be after the gunman had opened fire. And then there is one more here, which... Nope, I don't see the gunman. But they did apparently have, as we mentioned in the news story, somebody who had taken video from a hotel room and was shouting, shoot me, kill me, I want to die. So, whether or not this is... whether or not they heard the guy doing that and they were mocking or mimicking him, or they came up with the phrasing themselves and the gunman did it, or maybe they got...
Probably they might have thought it was the gunman and wasn't.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. But it's just another part of the strange things that happened. The 40-year-old male driver of Mercedes-Benz was wounded in his upper body and taken to a hospital in unknown condition. A truck and another car were struck by bullets. Chris Johns, who filmed from his apartment, told KABC he was trying to distract and divert the gunman from shooting anyone on the street. John said he saw a plainclothes officer shoot the man. So this man, Chris Johns, the guy that was yelling this phrase.
Wait, he said that he did it?
That guy said he was trying to distract the guy from killing anybody else. He was yelling, shoot me, kill me, I'm going to die. And this was a video that was released, and I'm wondering if it was this top, because the only video that I've got of this thing, of the street-level view, is of these clowns that are in their apartments here, or these guys that are in their apartment, but they seem to be looking at the climax of it. So anyway, the gunman eventually ran out of ammunition. He pulled a knife before a policeman fired at him four or five times. David Pepper told Channel 9... that he was in his car when the gunman came at him. The guy came running across the street. And he put the gun right up to this window, Pepper said, as he sat in his car. Why he didn't pull the trigger, I don't know. I thought maybe he was out of bullets. God.
Man, that's a close call.
Bet. Investigators were trying to determine a motive for the attack. The area was cordoned off, and the gunman lay under a white sheet in the street hours after the gunfire, leaving traffic tangled on busy Hollywood streets. Oh, well, we're so sorry about that. Can't you get his body off the street?
Yeah, you think that's what they meant?
I don't know what they meant. This is AP, but you know, we just sort of fall back into our patterns, don't we? We fall back into our pattern. It's okay, I mean, get the body. I mean, I don't blame him, and that's how I would feel. Guy is, he got what he was asking for. He's walking down the street, he's shooting a gun, cops came, killed him, boom. So I would say, get his ass off of there. But you know, they got to process the crime scene, and they got to do it right. And
yeah, but why do you got to do that? Because why do you got to leave the guy laying there and take all that time?
Let me tell you why. You want to know why?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you why. Because some jackass may be related to this guy, and some jackass may say, I'm going to sue LAPD for the wrongful death of my poor, beloved, deranged brother, who, yes, he fired that gun, but he was firing it in the air, and he didn't deserve to, and he had it, and you know, you know. So this is what we have bought and paid for with the, with frankly, the litigiousness of our system.
What's that mean?
Suing. Litigious. So they got to go, and they got to do all their due diligence. They got to dot all the I's and cross all the T's and make sure that nobody can come down the street and sue the city of L.A. out of existence. It's unfortunate, but that's the way it is, because everybody's always looking to game the system. Everyone's always trying to get a leg up. Maybe one of these days we're going to... But I'll tell you this much. The lawsuit, in my opinion, is the next best thing to having the law work for you. Sometimes people get screwed. Sometimes people, the law doesn't work for them. Sometimes the law steps all over them. The lawsuit is our backstop. The area is packed with stores and restaurants, including the Cinerama Dome and Amoeba Records. The Cinerama Dome is right at the corner of Vine and Sunset. Some witnesses described the surreal incident as something that might have been staged on a movie location, a common sight around L.A. And that's also, you could think that, you know?
Yeah, I think that maybe they would do a movie.
You could think they're doing a movie because that's what happens a lot of times. The street is cordoned off, it's cleared out, and there's a guy or two guys or something going on. You think a flick is going on. Some witnesses described the surreal incident as something that might have been staged on a movie theater. When I heard it, I didn't react to it being real, said Greg Watkins, who was walking along the street when the shooting began. So let me just play this one piece of audio one more time to see if, in fact, these are the guys. They're looking out their window at this, and they're commenting on it.
They're coming for him.
There's a cop.
The guy's
sneaking behind him.
This guy is still walking up the street. He's going to get out of camera range. Cops are just putting a block on the street. This guy walked out of camera range. He's gone. So.
Well, the cops are down. Everyone's up calling the police.
Yeah, they.
These guys must have seen what was going on. And they're in an office building on Sunset. Well, there you go.
That was anticlimactic.
Sorry, bud, that I didn't have the shooting of the guy on tape, but I'm just rolling what YouTube has shown me. All right, we'll come back with a little more here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. In our news and information hour, Virginia Tech shooter was a student at... What's all these guns? Give me a story here, man, that doesn't have anything to do with guns, okay?
Yeah, but it's cool.
It's cool. Here's that Playboy million-dollar Lindsay Lohan scooped by hacker thing. Let's find out about how Lindsay Lohan got her pictures hacked and put on Perez Hilton's site. Perez, did you do it? I believe it. We'll be back. Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, and I have the video up, although it's not the one that we were looking for, but it is a piece of video that showed the police officers shooting the guy. You don't see it, you hear it, you hear four shots go, and this is video that has been taken from one of the offices, I imagine. I don't think there's any resident, there's residences, but I think it was from an office. And these guys are taking video, and the cop jumps out of this, looks like a sheriff, to be honest with you, L.A. County sheriff, runs up the street, four shots you hear, and then pretty much that's the end of that. The cops blocked off this street. Just a poor, unfortunate, sick, twisted guy. I don't know, you know.
What do you mean he's poor, unfortunate, sick, and twisted, but another guy, I don't get it.
Yeah, what do you mean?
What I mean is, man, it's not like two guys that home invaded and raped women, and this is some guy. Look, if they captured this guy alive, I would definitely be in favor of, you know, incarcerating the guy. Do you kill him? I don't know. You know? There, look, isn't that groovy? I just split-screened it, man. How about that? Anyway, so that's the end of that. But I think there's a little bit of a difference. That's all I'm saying.
Don't you think the guy get a death penalty or something?
No, I don't know, man. I react differently to people like this. This is a guy who was, you know what? I take it back. Yeah, he's a piece of crap because that's the same thing that happened to that cop at Virginia Tech. Some guy just walked up, shot him, and then went and killed himself. All right, the December issue of Playboy, on to other violent acts. The December issue of Playboy magazine featuring a nude Lindsay Lohan. Now, how did that happen?
Must have been a mistake.
I think so. Ms. Lohan was, you know, probably getting out of the tub, and some guy from Playboy brazenly burst in with a photograph machine, I think they're called cameras, and took a picture of her in the all together. Anyway, the December issue of Playboy magazine. Hey, Hef, it's already December, man. You know, you want to get on it here, baby?
Yeah, we're burning daylight here, man.
Let's go. Anyway, it features a nude Lindsay Lohan, and it's due to hit newsstands, any week now. Next week, actually, was leaked online Friday after copies of the photos were either hacked or stolen from the magazine and uploaded to a file-sharing website based in Russia. And that's how they get around that. That's how they get around that. It's a file-sharing site in Russia, which means you got a copyright infringement going on, but it ain't happening in America. It's happening in Russia. So Hef did the next best thing. He just decided to come out with the magazine early. Playboy's full Lohan article, including 10 nude photos and an interview, was available for purchase through a file storage service via the website worldmags.net, a digital magazine clearinghouse based out of the Ukraine.
But they said Russia.
Yeah, well, now it's the Ukraine.
Ain't that the same thing?
No, it ain't the same thing.
No, it's two different countries.
Two different countries, man.
Wait a minute. Ukraine and Russia was in the same country.
When it was the Soviet Union.
Oh.
It was like the United States of commies over there. In fact, the entire magazine was made available for download. The person responsible for getting the images on the website tells FoxNews.com that he downloaded over 200 individual files, each containing one page of the issue, and reassembled them page by page to build a final complete digital copy of the issue. I just pieced it together. The individual who asked to have his identity withheld told FoxNews.com. Though Hefner posted on his Twitter account Friday evening that the issue would be released to newsstands in because of the interest in the internet leak, he said. A digital pirate said he found the files after doing a search on peer-to-peer file-sharing sites, but was not responsible for the leaked pages. You know, there's something wrong with the bloody printer on this thing because it's cutting off things. But in any event, was not responsible for the leaked pages, which could have been stolen somewhere in the digital publishing process. All I cared about is how I got them, he said. The hacker also tells FoxNews.com that he's done this before, saying it's a hobby for him. He has received cease and desist letters from the men's magazine before. When I've done it before, Playboy sent an email to take down the links, and I do. And that is the law. If you are notified that the copyright holder wants his stuff taken down, you're supposed to take it down. It doesn't make any difference what he said before or what he didn't say before. If he says, I want it down, then you take it down. You'd be surprised how stupid some people are. Or how, you know, criminal they are. That's either way. Playboy did not say how the photos were obtained and published, but confirmed they were taken without their permission. Someone took photos of Lindsay Lohan's pictorial in an advanced copy of the January thing. They posted the photos online, and there you go.
Lindsay Lohan, she's going to sue.
I don't know whether Lindsay Lohan will sue. The issue here is Lindsay Lohan in Playboy. Although he didn't specify a release date, Hefner said he did tweet a few positive comments about Lohan's spread. Something about that. Hefner did tweet a few positive comments about Lohan's spread. The Lindsay Lohan issue of Playboy is going to be a true collector's edition, he wrote, adding that online demand is clearly high. Lindsay Lohan was the top search name on the internet yesterday. Her issue goes on sale late next week. Hot, 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 said Hugh, as he was helped up the stairs to bed.
That what it says?
No, that's not what it says. But, I mean, there's something about a guy, and I, with all due respect, Mr. Hefner, you're, you know, something about like a guy that's 90. Man, she is hot, said Hugh, as soup was spooned into his mouth there from his bedside.
She's really hot, said Mr. Hefner, as he had a runny diarrhea.
Oh, ha, 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 ha.
That wasn't even funny, man.
Yeah, it was.
No, no, it wasn't. No, it was not funny. The world-famous Phil Henry Show is produced by me and Fred Scotty and our good friend Dan Northcraft. And we are here each and every night, Monday through Friday. We're going to be on the air on Saturday night, of course, tonight, with our Phil Henry Show, our Saturday night Phil Henry Show from KFI. So we hope you guys also will be with us for Football Sunday, and that's going to be the late game, either the late game or it's going to be the night game on Sunday at Phil TV in HD right here on our website, philhenryshow.com. Until then, have a great weekend from the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.